Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call for Delta Water and Infra Solutions Limited. We have with us today Mr. Sri Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Manish Jaisil Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Sujit T.R., Whole-Time Director and CEO of the company, Ms. Hema H.M., Executive Director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, for his opening remarks and to share with the audience the company's performance in Q4 and FY26. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Swami.
Welcome to all. Good afternoon. I am C. Mrityunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, Delta Water and Infra Solutions Private Limited. I warmly welcome all of you to Delta Water and Infra Solutions Limited's earnings conference call to discuss our financial and operational performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026. Thank you for taking the time to join us today and for your continued trust and support in our company. Financial year 25-26 has been another year of steady growth and disciplined execution for Delta. During the year, our revenue from operations increased to 2,503.8 million, registering a growth of over 23% compared to the previous year. Our EBITDA grew to 834.9 million and profit after tax has increased to 609 million. Delta continues to strengthen its position as a water infrastructure company with expertise in groundwater recharging, drinking water supply, irrigation, wastewater management, and our focus is on the projects with which we extract the water from natural resources like dams, rivers, and we supply water to the habitations, both rural and also urban. Once water is supplied at the rate fixed by the government, say 135 liters in rural sector and 150 liters in urban sector, the water consumed by the man will get converted into sewage. This sewage collection process also we are involved, and right now we are implementing several projects where we can establish the sewage treatment plant so that the sewage which is generated from households will be treated. In fact, for your kind information, our company has bagged some 3 to 4 major STP establishment projects covering around 15 to 16 cities all across Karnataka. And once the sewage water gets treated, that water will be pumped back into the ground as a means of groundwater recharging. Thus, whatever is taken out from the nature is being pumped back into the nature so that our future mankind should have adequate water resources and it should be a self-sustaining model. Our focus remains on delivering the projects that contribute meaningfully to India's water security and long-term infrastructure development. As of March 31st, 2026, our outstanding order book stood at approximately 7,278 million across 38 ongoing projects, providing strong revenue visibility for the coming years. The majority of our order book continues to come from water management segment, which remains our core area of expertise. During the year, we expanded our presence through new projects in drinking water and sewage treatment infrastructure. Our execution track record remains strong with 40 projects successfully completed as on date. We also continue to benefit from our integrated capabilities covering design, engineering, project execution, commissioning, operations, and maintenance. In these capabilities, we are striving to build new technology into establishment of sewage treatment plant. Our core area is on water, as I told you earlier, and in that one, treating the sewage water is one of the core focus area that we are trying to concentrate. In this field, we are adopting new technologies like MAEBR technology and CAMAS-based technologies, with which we will be able to achieve almost 95% purity in treatment of sewage water. In this model, we have also let out some of the work on subcontract matters. Since these technologies are all patented and our company wants to focus on core areas, and we have also entrusted many of the work on subcontract basis, and on this ground we are maintaining very huge projects where we can have long-term profit margin, and also we try to get some quick completion projects where the margin will be on a moderate basis. So we try to maintain the good margin, and our EBITDA has remained almost on similar lines except for a small variation in the EBITDA and also PAT. Even though there is a small variation in EBITDA and PAT, but our volume of profit has got increased, and our company is again maintaining a zero debt profile except for few funds taken from NBFC for our day-to-day operation. And our cash reserves are healthy, our profit margins are good, and our execution of the projects are also on timely model, and we are striving to complete all old ongoing projects. And also, for your kind information, we are trying to bag new orders. As you know, our Karnataka had experienced a change in guard. A new government has taken place in the month of May end and June 1st week. And since last 6 months, due to some political equation, the government was not under active mode. And now the new government is taking all initiatives to push up infrastructure projects. So in view of this project scenario, we are in aggressive mode, and we are expecting good tenders to be floated, and we are also trying to participate in those tenders, and we will try to intimate to the stock exchanges and also to you the new order book shortly, which we do expect, and we announce in regular course of time. With this introductory remarks, I hand over my mic back to my PR agency to start earnings call. Okay. Yes, please.
Shall we open the line for the Q&A?
Yes, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from the line of Himanshu with MB Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to know the update on what is happening with the El Nino situation. Are we getting in more orders, and is there like a trajectory where the order flow is going to significantly jump? And the other question is update on the payment status from government. Government-related projects.
Our Managing Director, Manish Jaishishetty, will answer.
Hi, everyone. This year, as a new government has formed, we are aggressively looking for the work orders, and we'll try to achieve more turnover than last year. And we are aggressively bidding for 5 to 6 tenders. In coming quarter, we will try to announce new order books. And the government payable, and this year the financial stability of the government looks better, and we may get a good payment as there is only shortfall of revenue is not as much as now is at considered.
In addition to what my managing director told to all of you, I do like to answer that Jal Jeevan Mission has been pushed aggressively by the government in its latest budget speech. And our project mix is Jal Jeevan Mission and Amrut 2 scheme, and also under Swachh Bharat, we have bagged new establishment of new STPs. Swachh Bharat is a dedicated fund which has been already allotted by Government of India, and we are, as far as new projects are concerned, we are assured of quick and timely payment as soon as we submit the bill.
All right. One second, I have a follow-up question. Has there been any water shortage seen due to the Super El Nino expected this year? And what is the current, has there been any improvement in the current status of government payments? That is my follow-up question.
There's a lot of ministry portfolios have been not allotted yet. The government, I think they will start the payment aggressively from the July month or August. There is continuous follow-up from all the contractors and from us also. So the government will be aggressively doing the payment from the July end or August 1st.
And is there any water shortage seen?
Right now, it's this month there is a little deficiency of rain, but it's not affecting our projects. Availability of water is there in our project sites. So there is no concern of water availability for the project sites.
No, my question is, has there been water shortage that's been seen around the country? Because there's news coming out in Maharashtra that there are only 40 days of water left. I hear news.
There is as such no acute shortage in state of Karnataka. All our reservoirs are filled to the level of 20 to 25%, but there is widespread monsoon rise and the people are not facing acute shortage of water for drinking. And as far as our project implementation is concerned, we do depend on the existing reservoirs where storage will be there to provide drinking water to the people. So not a precarious situation in state of Karnataka.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question comes from the line of Rohit Varma with Varma Associates. Please go ahead. Mr. Varma, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Varma, please unmute yourself and go ahead with the question.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes,
welcome, Rohit.
So my question is, what do you see as the key business risk going forward, and how are you planning to mitigate them?
Can you repeat?
Hello.
Can you repeat?
Yeah, sure. So what do you see as the key business risk going forward, and how are you planning to mitigate them?
Oh, okay. Actually, business risk is not much since we are all committed projects. And probably there will be the risk which we are foreseeing is due to Iran-US war, there was shortage of petroleum products. Our 20 to 30% of the raw material is UPVC pipe and HDP pipe, which are dependent on petroleum product. And the prices have got increased in fourth quarter and also in the month of April and May. Anyhow, since we had placed supply orders in long back, anticipating some variation in prices, that mitigation we are trying to minimize. Some of the suppliers are asking for increased cost, and we are negotiating very hard. I've got two senior personnel in my organization who do bargain very hard and ensure that the company does not get burdened with huge amount of increase in prices of raw materials. Apart from this, as our managing director was telling, our new government has taken place and they are trying to rationalize the expenditure on guarantees and trying to rationalize income revenue generation flow so that all our infrastructure projects are made to be put on fast track mode. So these two are the main risks which we are seeing. Since anyhow, monsoon is not so active, so we may not see much disruption in our work schedule. And we have to anticipate some small variations in time schedules. And these two or three small items for which we may have to incur some risk. And we are ready to face those things. And we have taken a lot of precautions to ensure that our projects are executed on timely manner with economical cost.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Tejas Khandelwal with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, I wanted to ask the order inflow guidance for FY27 and what kind of orders can we execute from the current order book in this financial year?
Right now, our outstanding order book is 7277.76 million.
Hmm.
And as we informed earlier, we are trying to bag new orders, which are basically in water sector, so that our core area of expertise can be utilized better. And we anticipate a good, healthy increase in order book. And as soon as we get the new order book, we do announce it and we expect a very healthy increase in work order.
Okay, but okay. Can you give the guidance of execution in FY27? How much can we execute?
There will be 20% growth in revenue. That is the minimum revenue projections which we are having.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the margin side, as we are able to see that the crude has started to normalize again. So can we look at the margin normalization in this financial year?
We always try to achieve a good profit mix. As I told you earlier, if we bag high value work orders, profit margins will be long and sustained. That we can add on to the project mix. If we do go for small projects where we can execute the work quickly and we can achieve a good revenue, profit margins will be marginalized. But however, our company is trying to maintain volume both profit-wise and also revenue order book-wise so that the investors are rewarded with very good value based on the increased volume of profit which we are anticipating. And we do strive very hard to maintain and improve on the volume of the profit.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the current order book, do we have the price escalation clause?
Yes, almost all projects more than 100 crores, we have got price escalation. Less than 100 crores, we don't have price escalation.
Okay, sir. Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah. It's a Fire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Yes, you are audible, madam.
Yeah, hello. So the last two quarters, we've seen a decline in our execution. Any sort of issues because of why this has happened? Just a bit of color on that.
Ma'am, last quarter revenue has increased by 12 crores.
I'm not talking year on year, I'm talking quarter on quarter. So the first and the second quarter of FY26, we had a good run rate execution, but we saw in quarter three and quarter four, our run rate has kind of gone down. So it means, you know,
ma'am, the third quarter and fourth quarter was affected due to the war incident. The payments were little bit in a rational way. But anyway, as compared to last year quarter, fourth quarter and this year quarter, we have increased by 12 crores.
Going forward, how do you see the payments coming back on track? Do you see the government payments coming back on track? How is the execution scenario on ground going on right now?
Ma'am, as on, the government is aggressively pushing on the payment terms as another 2 years the government is going for the election year, and they are morely focused on infrastructure development. So, as the election is nearby, they will be pushing into infrastructure sectors, and the payments might be get fast-tracked in coming days. And ma'am, your voice is breaking.
Sorry for interrupting. Ms. Shah, your voice is breaking. Can you just come in the range and talk?
Yeah, is this better?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So currently we have close to 720 crores of order book, out of which close to 500 is from the water side. How do you see the portion of water contracts kind of increasing over this FY26 and 28? Also, what sort of order inflows are we kind of adding in for the next year?
Ma'am, we are basically going into the water sector more and more, and it is our core business, and we are more focused on that. But the 90% of our order books will be a water sector only, ma'am.
Okay.
That is our main business, and we are more expertise in the water segment, STP treatment as well as regenerating the tanks.
And any plans of us going into the desalination side? Because I think those require patents and IP from the companies. Any plans of like subcontracting work with desalination plants on that side?
Well, as of now, we have not issued any patent certificate or anything. But we are trying to get involved of new technology, which as sir has already mentioned, in NABR and CAMS for STP plant, which we are doing subcontracting work. As that is a new technology, and it's in a fast track process. So we are trying to understand how does it work and all. So we have given subcontract work to them. I think we'll be better way to speak in the next quarter or last financial quarter.
And the margins, so this year we saw a bit of a dip in margins because of the last quarter. So how do you see these margins kind of shaping out with the current order of business going back to the 32% level of EBITDA margins?
Madam, actually, as I told you earlier, our value of order book and also value of the profit has got increased. There is a big rationalization in profit since we are going for product mix. As I told earlier, huge projects will give long sustained profit over a period of time, and big projects of value, say 10 crore or 30 crore or 50 crore, which we are right now concentrating, will lead to a dip in profit margin. But we try to balance both the type of projects, value of work up to 50 crore and value of work up to 300 crore, so that our volume will grow, and we want to reward our investors so that we can show healthy increase in profit in absolute terms. That is the goal of the company.
I was asking about this, but you saying that the mix has changed, you've taken a few smaller value projects that is kind of impacting our margins. So I was just asking on like the overall order book level currently, do you see us sustaining that 32% margin, or are we going to go down because we've taken more smaller value projects?
No, as and when the projects are coming into the fold, we try to bid for the projects. We don't look whether it is small or big. Only if it fits into our goal and it fits into our technical capability, that we will try to concentrate. And it will always be mixed. We don't want to stick on to a particular notion that we should bag only big orders, or we can go for small orders also. That's a mix that company intends to take, so that our way forward will be very clear.
Okay, so do the projects that we take on, do we have a particular margin on which we're like will bid on, like only these margins are accretive to our business? Any sort of level do you bid at?
Can you repeat, madam? We couldn't follow your question.
So, currently, in this quarter we had a bit of a pressure and our margins went down to 19%. Do you see them coming back on track to the 30-32% level? That is what I want to understand.
We strive to build the old profit which we were trying to pick it up. Since almost June is coming to an end, we will shortly announce what are our projections.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you, all the best.
Thank you for well thought out question.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rahul Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. How many orders under Amrut and Jal Jeevan Mission you have got?
We have got one order under Amrut scheme. It's 232 crore water supply project to Kukur and Elburga in Koppal district, 300 kilometers away from Bangalore. And we have got four projects under Jal Jeevan Mission and under various projects of under various parts of state of Karnataka.
Okay. So are there any lag in opening tender from the government?
No. We are on course and we have almost completed 70% of the project and we hope to complete a balance 30% within this year.
Or any supportive measures from new government that you are receiving?
I
think the government now has given some concession of the HDPE and PVC thing, the price escalation terms, another extra additional fund they might give for the PVC and UPVC items. Hopefully we might get in July or second quarter end.
Okay. And my last question will be, what is the collection period?
What is the collection period?
Yes.
45 to 60 days.
Okay. All right. Noted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Shafat Hussain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Good afternoon. Yes, sir. You are audible.
Well, my question is that I am looking at your balance sheet and that I noticed that 126 crores in other asset item and 190 crore inventory and 50 crore cash receivables. So when we total add up, total 295 crores is stuck in the working capital. So, sir, could you provide a clear timeline of liquidation of these assets?
Yes, with your figures are correct. And we are investing all this money on the new projects. Probably in the month of December and January, we hope to liquidate majority of the amount available in these heads, inventory and all. We have procured all this. We are laying on the ground. And once we lay on the ground, actually for supply, we get around 55% of the material which we have supplied, like pipes, pumps, and etc. And once we lay, we get the balance, 35%. And once we complete the project and make it trial run, we get 100% funds. So since our monsoon will be there up to September or October, by the end of October, we try to complete all such materials where we have invested on inventory. and we try to achieve a good turnover. By the end of December and January, we receive the cash.
So how much of percentage of this total 295 crore will you achieve in FY27?
Around 60%.
60% around 200 crores. Then.
We try to achieve that.
Okay, sir. My follow-up question is that, sir, you said in last quarter that in FY27, we will grow 25 to 30%. So, sir, your FY26 total profit is 61 crores. So, sir, can we expect your FY27 profits of around 79 to 80 crores?
That depends on the project implementation, investment on raw materials, and definitely I can't commit on any absolute terms of figures, but we try to maintain good, healthy profits.
Any figure 20% or 25% from last quarter?
We hope to achieve that kind of a healthy growth in revenue and also consequentially profit in absolute terms.
Okay, sir. My next follow-up question is, sir, you said in last year con call that we will expansion into states like Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, UP to rediscover independence from Karnataka. So, could you provide a progress update on this, sir?
We saw many projects, and one or two projects were shortlisted in Madhya Pradesh and Orissa. One big barrage across River Mahanadi. But the tender is still yet to be floated by the state of Orissa. And we discussed with higher officials in Madhya Pradesh. And we have identified 4 to 5 projects under NWMP project, NWMP sector, that is National Water Management Program, where funds are assured. We are trying to participate in those tenders. And anyhow, we will update to you once we are successful in bidding. And also we get the work orders.
Sir, my last question is that, sir, that our order book is currently dominated by the government-led water infrastructure project. As the Indian economy shifts towards industrial expansion, sectors like data center, green hydrogen, industrial power, and zero liquid discharge are seeing massive water management infrastructure needs. Sir, is Delta Water evaluating a move into this private industrial segment? And does the company possess the specific technical clarification and balance sheet strength to bid for this high complexity project in the coming years?
No, right now what we told about NABR and CAMAS based technology, there we are trying to achieve 98% of water purity. And your suggestion is most welcome. I will put my team there also in the con call. I will put my team on the job and ensure that if we are able to export such kind of high technology projects, they are also hearing me. We will put them on the job and inform you as soon as we achieve some success in such kind of fields.
Because, sir, this is a very huge market, data centers, green hydrogen, industrial park.
Yes. Actually, we have identified one or two projects in biogas where we plan to identify the land where grass can be grown and that can be used as biogas fuel. One of our partners is having a long-term contract with GAIL and also with BPCL, and we are trying to explore that project. Anyhow, we will update you once we firm up the proposal. Without firming up, it may not be proper as chairman of Delta Water to announce to the investing personnel.
Sir, what is your current bidding pipeline right now?
Around 5 to 6 projects valued at around 600 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sachit Abhyankar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I got two questions. One is, you have said that you have grown year on year by 20%, but March 26, both are seen as 55 crores, and I'm not able to understand the growth. And the second question is on the margin, sir. You have said that the lower the order, lower is the margin. So may I know, out of the 55 crores of orders which you have done in March, how much were lower in margin orders and how much are still in the current order book?
Actually, our revenue from operations in March 31st, 2025 was 541.52 million. And we had a very good other income, and totally it was 572.18. But this year, our revenue from operations is 553.12, and our total revenue is 572.18, which you are seeing in our public announcement. But in our audited results, that is a break, if we see the breakup, our revenue from operations has got increased by 12 crores. And as far as breakup of the projects with high margin and low margin, we'll inform our PR agency in due course of time. They will supply the information to you. Right now, I don't have...
But then what should be the margin guidance you're going to give for the current year? Because you're already down from 34% to 19%. So what's the guidance you're giving for the current year?
Okay.
Hello?
We'll try to maintain the same, sir. We'll come up to so last year.
We'll try to maintain 19% or 33%.
But we'll try to maintain roughly about 30%.
30%. So that's the guidance you're giving on the EBITDA front.
25 to 30% roughly try to maintain that.
No, no, sir. Your last time, if you see for the first 3 quarters, the margins were 33%.
The overall margin was 24.3%.
No, sir. If you go by the quarterly numbers, it's 33%. Fourth quarter was 19%.
You're saying EBITDA or quarter,
EBITDA. So this 33% EBITDA margin, what is the guidance for current year, sir? Because we need to have some guidance for a projection.
Right now, we don't have exact numbers, sir. It may vary from project to project. But we'll make sure to maintain 20 to 25%, sir.
So 25% EBITDA margin is the guidance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Shrisha Pandrani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Were there any government schemes, policy initiatives or incentives announced during quarter 4 FY26 that could positively impact the business? And the second one is, where do you envision Denta over the next 5 years, and what are the key milestones you aim to achieve?
Ma'am, government has not announced any incentive right now. Right now, they have not mentioned anything, but they are fast-tracking the Jal Jeevan Mission payments. As the SDP and UPVC rate may affect, they are aggressively doing the payments now. I think a lot of payments will be in second quarter or third quarter, a lot of payments will be cleared.
Okay.
And what was the second question, ma'am? Can you please tell?
Where do you envision Denta over the next 5 years, and what are the key milestones you aim to achieve?
For this year, we are trying to bid for new projects, and these new projects, once they are put into the place, we can achieve a very good revenue. And also, we try to achieve a good profit by making our projects to be viable. We try to complete almost all our projects on time and ensure that timely payments are received. And also, our aim is to bag new orders, complete the existing old projects, get the payments, and make our company more profitable.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rishit Dave, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, all. I just wanted to know what would be the expected order size by this financial year, because last quarter, the management has said that they are expecting to close the order book near approximately by 1,000 to 1,200 crore. But I guess the order book was missed that margin. So this year, what the management is expecting from the order book side, as well as since all the projects are based on the government, so all the dependency on the government to government, in case any political risk arise, then how the company can tackle those risks by getting the payments and everything, because the projects mainly are related to the government projects.
As I told you earlier, there was a bit change in government, and since last 6 months we couldn't get the new tenders floated. This new government is rationalizing the guarantee scheme and the welfare scheme, and now they are pushing aggressively for water-based infrastructure projects and other infrastructure projects. And we are actively considering participating in 2 to 3 major tenders, and we hope to bag those orders also. Once the orders are bagged, we will be able to inform you all, and it will be a very good increase in our total order book. Without getting the order, it is not correct on my part to indicate the exact amount. Anyway, it will be a good effort which we are making, so that we get the good outstanding order book by end of March 2027.
Okay, thanks from the
mindset. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Hitesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so when I look at the order book at the end of 30th December 2025, which was 841 crores, and now it has got reduced to 727 crores at the end of 31st March 2026. So there is a reduction of 114 crores, while our revenue is only 55 crores. So what is the reason for reduction with such a huge amount in order book?
One thing, we have invested on completion of the new projects, old projects. And as you have informed, around 55 crores of revenue has also been achieved. And regarding the difference in figure, I will just tell my audit people to give the exact figure, and I will furnish the information through PR agency to you.
Okay. So, I mean, what I understood from your balance sheet is that you got 129 crore of other assets. So there might be some unbilled revenue, right? So
yes.
This would be one of the reasons, I guess, but I just want to understand if there is no any cancellation of order from 31st. I mean, from
probably you are correct. Anyhow, I will tell my accounts people to furnish correct information through PR agency to you.
Okay, thank you so much. My another question with respect to the growth in top line, what do you expect in the current financial year, because as you mentioned that you are going to get 25% EBITDA margin as against 33%. So there is a huge reduction in EBITDA. Even if you grow by 25%, the bottom line is not going to be grow compared to the last financial year. So is there the right way to look at the number, if I'm not wrong?
We are anticipating around 20% increase in our revenue growth. 20% increase in revenue growth.
Okay.
We are anticipating.
So So my question is, even if we grow at 20% and considering the EBITDA margin of 25%, which is reduced from 33%, so my bottom line, if I reduce the interest cost and depreciation cost, is not going to grow. I mean, I earn 50 crore, but considering this 20% growth, it will be 57 crore, right?
Yes, probably you are correct in your calculations. Thanks for giving the information. But anyhow, we have got under 9 months in this financial year. We try to achieve very good revenue and also very good profit. And we are also optimistic about our new government, which is pushing aggressively for infrastructure projects. And with the initiative of the government, we hope to achieve very good revenue, and also so that our profit margins also do get increased. So we do anticipate that with another 9 months in effort, we try to achieve good revenue and also margin.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you for giving exact figures.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mrutunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, for closing comments.
Thanks for all the investors who showed keen interest in our company and raised very relevant questions, which is guiding factor for our company for another 9 months. Thanks to my PR firm for arranging a very good investor call. And we hope to achieve a good revenue projection of around 20 to 25%. We hope to achieve higher figure, and in absolute terms, we hope to have a very good profit so that our investors are also awarded. Thank you for having participated in question and answer session. I thank my team of managing directors, my whole-time director and CFO, Sujit Rajshekar, and my executive director, Srimati H.M. Hema, and also my supporting team who are all present along with me in my conference hall. We hope to fulfill your expectations. Please have confidence in the company. We will grow, and along with our growth, we want you also to grow with us. And thanks once again for all of you.
Thank you, sir.
Call recording has now ended.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Delta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.